Sing it, number 441. Love lift you from, and when love lifted you, where did it drop you off? Those are two questions. Where did love lift you from, and where did love lift you to?
Heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
That's good. I think that's good. Sister Hofland, if you didn't hear her, said he lifted me to heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And that's true. That's where his love brings us. Where does it bring you from? Yeah, the pit. She's the only one talking to me. The pit.
Sadness.
Grief. Why don't you just come up here? Yeah, sadness, grief, disappointment, misery, pain, angst, agita, worries. Who's talking to me? You. Good. Anybody else? That's where we're lifted out of. How about out of myself? Because that's kind of like what we all are. into himself. And that's a good place to be. You can sing this song a lot of different ways. Did anybody ever sing the chorus different than Love Lifted Me? Jesus lifted me. That's kind of the same thing, isn't it? When no one else could help, Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me when no one else could help. And that's also, wow, how true that is. We've tried to help ourselves. We've gone to self-help programs. We've tried to get people to help us. And really, Jesus is the one that helps us. Jesus lifts us. Jesus saves us. Anybody else sing it different than that? I know another way we sing it sometimes. I mean, we don't anymore, but when I was about this big, we sang it that way. Nobody knows. Yeah, you could sing that too. John 3:16, when, and you could supply whatever you want, when no one else could help, when nothing else could help, John 3:16, whichever way you like it. It's all the same thing. Jesus lifted me. Love lifted me. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, his only begotten Son. And now as I put my faith in him and trust in him, he lifts me out of all that and he brings me up into himself in heavenly places. And today he wants to lift me again. And there's another song that I know you all know, Higher Ground. You remember that one? Oh, I want to go to higher ground. In the camp book, the white book, you have another song, Lead Me Higher Up the Mountain. Make me purer. Save me better. Some people don't like that idea. But you can be saved through and through to the uttermost. He wants to lift you completely out of every vestige of your old and into the new. And he wants to set you there in Christ, and then he keeps on bringing us higher. We fall, you know. You ever play, what's that game? May I? That's an old one too. May I? No, you may not. Oh, okay. May I? Yes, you may. You remember that? You ever do that? You don't do that? We used to do. You remember, Brother Paul? Oh, yeah, we played May I, May I. And, you know, you may be this morning, Lord, may I come up a little higher? Yes, you may. And sometimes we take one step ahead and then, no, you go three steps back. You got to, well, Lord, help me to go higher every day, just a little bit, incrementally, more like you. Change me. Now, I wonder if you could do this with me. Here's another way we can do the chorus, but it's not other words. But I wonder when we get to the chorus, we'll sing the third stanza, we'll get to the chorus. And could I ask all the girls, ladies, women, whichever you fit yourself into, you fit that category. If you would sing, love, I had a lady sing, love lifted, so pretty and sweet, we want to hear you. Love lifted me, whatever, that, okay? And then the second time we sing, love lifted me, that's the men. Love lifted. Okay, guys? And then we all join in, when nothing else, let's just stick to what it says in the book. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, then the girls, ladies, women. Love lifted me, then the men. Love lifted me, then everybody together. You think you got it? It's tricky and it's early, but I think you can handle this. And don't forget the truth of it. Let's sing that last stanza. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Now this time the men are going to start the chorus. Jesus, ready? Jesus lifted me. When no one else, when no one else could help, Jesus lifted me. Ready, man? Jesus lifted me. Sing it also. Let's experience it. Let's come up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, can harm me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, that we can come up higher into you. Hallelujah. Higher ground, Lord. More of you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you lift us. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, into thyself, Lord. Lift us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Oh, grant it, Father, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's your desire, Lord. Dear Lord, it's your desire, Lord God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The Bible says, as we behold Him, we're changed. We're drawn a little bit closer to Himself. We reflect more of His glory, of His image. As we behold Him, and we can do that in many different ways, and one wonderful way to look at Jesus is to just sit before Him and quietly just to behold the Lord and look at Christ. In your heart, in your mind, just sit before Him in His presence. And as you do that, He changes you. He strengthens you. He works in your heart. Those are really miracles, because usually nothing happens when you're still, and when you're just quiet. But when you look at Jesus, something wonderful happens. And the changes are made inwardly in your heart, in your soul. It's just another way really to praise and to worship Him in quietness. Be still and know that I am God. And sometimes it's hard to get everything inside of us quiet. There's so much going on, there's so much rumbling around in your head, in your heart, things you have to do, things you just did do. And to get still, just to get still. And just to wait upon the Lord and to be quiet and still in His presence and let Him draw you. There's a good prayer in Solomon, a Song of Solomon. Draw me. Draw me. And I will run after you. And He's doing that this morning. I believe He is. Drawing us to where? Out of ourselves and into Himself. Lifting us up into higher ground. And He does that by His presence. And Jesus is here. And if we could get quiet enough in our heart and soul and just say, Lord, now draw me. Draw me. I will run after you. Bring me higher up into that mountain. Set me more into your presence. Draw me, Lord. Draw me. And He's doing that. Let Him do that for you. Let everything else just go. Forget about it now. And just, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I sit before you. Work in me those changes.
Yes.
Do those miracles of drawing me closer and deeper into yourself. He does that, thank God, and He's doing it this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Blessed quietness?
Yes.
117. Would you like to stand to sing 117?
Sun right from the sky, so the whole
Pray right now for the whole camp, the boys down in the village, and maybe still in their meeting. I don't know what time they end, maybe not anymore. But let's pray for them this day that the Lord will bless them, the cottagers likewise. Father, we thank you for the work that you're doing in the hearts of the boys. We thank you, Lord, for the help that you've given so far, Lord, in these few days that they've been here. And Lord, we're believing you today. We're believing you today to continue that work in them, Lord, drawing them, Lord, to yourself. And may they run after you, hard after you. Lord, we pray, like the deer after the water brook, may they pant after you. Dear Lord, bless their counselors. Bless the ones that are responsible for them. Lord, help them. Give them strength and give them wisdom. Anoint them by your Holy Spirit today for the work that you have before them. We trust, Lord, as they serve you today, they will serve you in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, that you will cause your name to be glorified in every boy, every camper. We pray the same for the cottage, Lord. Bless Sister Diane and those working with her in the cottage. Come to them, Lord, today. These little ones, oh Lord, dear Lord, mold them. Lord, put your word into their hearts. Teach them your ways. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that they have. And Lord, we thank you for the word of God that's going into their hearts. And we pray, Lord, that you will accomplish that purpose for which you send it to these little ones, we pray. And help us here in Watch Rock this day, Lord. Dear Lord, that you will be with us throughout this day. Bless those that have to leave today, Lord. Go with them. Cover them with your precious blood. Keep your hand over them, Lord. Thank you for the time that they've had here at camp and the opportunity to be here with us, Lord, and to meet you in a fresh way, in a new way. And we pray, Lord, that you will have accomplished everything that you've had in mind in these ones that are leaving and those coming today. Be with them, Lord, as they travel this way. Cover them with your precious blood, Lord. We just commit ourselves to you and ask your help to be given throughout this day to every one of us. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's sing that last verse together. What a wonderful salvation, where we always see his face. What a perfect habitation, what a quiet, breathtaking place.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.